Episode 18, Living in Social Isolation. I'm sorry that there wasn't a podcast last week. The reason being, it's been an extremely busy time, even in a period of what is effectively a time of being in your house, most of it. But there has been a few lessons learnt that would be useful to communicate. Never before has it been so much more important to use electronic means to communicate to people. In fact, it's been a lifesaver and a definite plus to have the ability to talk to people via the internet, via social media, via all kinds of methods, emails, even the old-fashioned telephone. And we ran our first virtual church at the weekend, and it was intriguing to see how people came together. It's definitely a different kind of format, but I would recommend that in preparing for this, you have at least somebody who deals with the technical aspect of keeping the thing running, switching on and off microphones, having a kind of guidance through that. It's good if you're doing a mass video conference that you actually get everybody to mute and then invite people to speak. Before that, you need to name the people who are coming on the call if they've not actually got that, if they've just got a number or a code or something that doesn't mean anything to the listener. It's good to label everybody in the call. And also, it's good not to have too many devices operating from the same Wi-Fi address, as it causes huge feedback. So there's a pretty much an etiquette to be devised that works, and so sharing that with others would be very useful in the sense that you could just run a video and people just watch, but to have the interaction is another matter and a very important one. To see people's faces in this time of being in isolation is important, so the use of video conferencing is key. And I've been able to use my facility for that. We use Zoom, and I pay a subscription for that, which is now paying dividends in terms of allowing people to meet up. From meeting up in large groups of up to 26 or 30 people down to groups of maybe 5 or 6, it's still important to bear the same etiquettes of switching off microphones and having them reinstalled back again. Also, it does allow people who may have certain conditions, such as OCD, to be able to join in, where it might not be so possible due to fear and anxiety for them to meet in crowds. Also, for those who have been kept at home by virtue of their medical condition, it's important that we don't whinge and carp on about being, as it were, in isolation. For them, they've been in isolation for a very, very long time, so it's nothing new to them, and it feels kind of insulting to them. That has been mentioned. So what can I say about the tools that would really help? Well, I would say that it's important to make sure that everybody has clear instructions before the meeting on how to either dial in through a phone or through a computer, that they have the meeting ID, and if you set a password, to have the password. Or if they're using a phone, that they have the phone number, and also to explain where the hashtag key is on particularly elderly people's phones who may not use that key at all. So it's simple little things like that that can make the difference. And for that, I am extremely grateful that we've been able to do something positive in this time of social isolation. Well, that's enough for this episode. Tune in again to next week and we'll do something else. But I'll sign out for now. Keep safe, keep well, and speak to you again next week.